We celebrate Advent for 4 weeks. The people, the Israelite people, lived a life of Advent because their whole disposition and attitude was one of waiting for a promised Messiah. So we think about that, you know, when we our spiritual focus during these weeks of like, it's an anticipation of, you know, Christ coming. But to think about that, that would be our whole way of living. The way that we follow God would be one of waiting and anticipation. And that's exactly the spirit of the Israelite people. And so you can imagine that there were a lot of false messiahs during the time of the Israelite people before the coming of Christ. And so he might be here, he might be there. And so that, you know, that would have hardened the hearts of some of the people. Okay, I've heard that before. Yeah, right, he's coming again. Okay, this is the one. And so, you know, when John the Baptist comes and he basically proclaims this prophecy of Isaiah, a lot of the Israelite people weren't receptive and ready. And part of it, maybe it's not too much their fault because we've been there, done this before, right? We know how that is as far as even living our Catholic faith. Oh, here we go again. It's just the same. And we lose any kind of a spirit and openness of being surprised, right? And we lose the spirit of receptivity, an Advent spirit. And so what the church wants us to do on the second Sunday of Advent is to our hearts to be reawakened, to be opened, and have a spirit that's ready and receptive for surprise that the Lord is coming. So how do we stir up and awaken that spirit of receptivity, that anticipation, that readiness, and to kind of move away from that hardness of heart that's not open to anything new, that's not open to change? Well, we go back to the prophecy of Isaiah that John proclaims. Now, when the people heard that, they would have known that this was a direct reference to Isaiah and that this person was at least claiming that something special was on the plane, right? They may not have been open to it, but they would have known, oh, I know that passage. That's very, very familiar. Well, how do we break down that passage? What is it about? How's the prophecy going to come about? And how do we shape our own hearts in a spirit of receptivity, openness to the Lord, right? A spirit of Advent, constant Advent in our hearts. Well, there's two sides to it. So John proclaims from Isaiah what? Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Well, that focuses on what we do, our part. So we do have work to do as far as the coming of the Lord. Preparing the way of the Lord and making straight his paths. And then the litany of other promises that are described in this passage have to do what God is going to do, right? He's going to make hills and mountains low. He's going to fill valleys, crooked ways straight, right? He's going to smooth things out. So our movement, preparing the way of the Lord, making straight his paths. This week I've been reading articles in the Wichita Eagle about the Shockers and, you know, how they're kind of reordering themselves and preparing themselves to get themselves on track, you might say. And I was thinking, well, one of the players in an interview said that we've been watching a lot of game film. That's one thing we've been doing, a lot of reviewing, right, to see what's going on. Well, you can kind of think about the prepare the way of the Lord. A big part of preparing the way of the Lord is examining ourselves and where we are strong and where we are weak, where we are dropping the ball, you might say. So there a self-knowledge and a self-awareness, reflecting on my life. How am I doing? Not living a life that's just, you know, impulsive living and not reflective and not thinking about things, just going with the flow. So we need to review ourselves to see how we're doing. And I found it interesting in the article, he said that also they've been doing a lot of running this past week. And the first thing that came through my mind was, I remember when I was in school, it was running because, you know, kind of like punishment almost. But he said, the player said, no, they were doing lots of sprints and running because, not out of punishment, but because they wanted to be prepared to be able to play like they know that they're capable of. you know, the scrambling and all out 100% way of playing basketball that they're used to. And you got to be in shape to do that. In my mind, that's kind of like making the ways straight, right? You're preparing yourself so that you're able, they're preparing themselves so that they're able to go out and to play at 100%. You can't do that if you're not in shape, right? Well, think about that in regards to our own advent, that we need to make the way straight. How many times do we make the ways crooked for the Lord? And so it's really hard for him to come, right? Because we're not prepared. We haven't developed ourselves in a way that we're open and receptive and ready to respond when he comes. We're taken up and consumed with so many other things. And it doesn't have to be related to sin. It can be a way of related to sin, like my sinful behavior and my choice not to battle against my sin. That surely makes the way crooked for God. You know, God will want to work, but he has to zigzag all around to try to find us and to bring us out. It can just be out of kind of just bad organizing and bad planning. You know, think about in the Advent season, I might say, well, I want to spend more time in prayer. So I'm going to get up a little bit earlier each morning, right? But I'm not going to go to bed any earlier, right? Well, we're not making our path straight. It's going to be very difficult for us to get up the next morning if we're not going to bed a little bit earlier. Or I'm going to work on being more charitable in my speech. But I hang around with a couple people that are gossip mongers, right? And that it's always talking, going and being critical of other people. Well, if I have a good intention and I want the Lord to come to me and to live more for the Lord, I'm kind of making the way crooked because I know every time that I get into that conversation with that person, what's going to happen? We're going to go there again, right? So to examine and review ourselves, to watch our own personal game film, you might say, so that we can straighten out the paths and be ready and receptive when the Lord comes. And it's not about just a second coming of the Lord. We know that there's a first coming, that he came 2,000 years ago, right? That we know there's a second coming at the end of time. But St. Bernard of Clairvaux talks about a third coming that's in between the two comings. How the Lord comes to us each and every day through the events of our lives. So the Lord is constantly wanting to come and visit us. And this way of examining ourselves, preparing the way of the Lord, and making straight his path ensures us that we'll be ready for victory when the Lord comes. I was going to say something cheesy like, when Van Fleet comes, then we'll have victory. Because there was articles in the paper about, you know, how everything went well. He was back last night and the team was playing like they're normally used to. Moving towards victory. Well, Christ is the one who comes to bring victory in our life. We have to know who it is. It's not we who bring victory. It's Christ who brings victory. But there is a readiness and a preparedness in a spirit of receptivity and waiting in which we can do something, and that is preparing the way by continuously reviewing, not in a sense, not for the purpose of punishing ourselves, right? Just like the basketball player was saying, but to be more ready, so that we can be successful, and we examine ourselves so that we can do things, straighten the crooked ways out, so it's not so difficult for the Lord to come to us in this third coming that is placed and positioned between the first coming and the second coming at the end of time. You know, I was thinking, like, how do we have conversation and dialogue around being better prepared and straightening out the ways in our lives so that the Lord can more easily come to us and visit us and bring about victory. You know, one thing that we can do, and this probably never happens because it's not, or not very often because it's not part of our culture and we're not always that comfortable about it, we examine these things maybe in our mind and think about what we can do ourselves. But what if around the dinner table, we, with our family, we'd have a conversation about, like, How well are we doing as far as knowing or preparing the way of the Lord? Is our family and the way that we live our lives, our habits, our practices, our commitments, whatever is involved in our life, is it conducive to being receptive to the Lord? Or Does the way that we live make living for the Lord a burden? So, for example, I'm involved in so many commitments that I got to squeeze in Mass, right? Or I don't have time for prayer. Or I don't have time to learn more about our faith. And to talk about that as a family, because it's really interesting when this conversation does happen, the wisdom that comes out of the kids, you know? And to open that conversation up, that's a courageous conversation. But to try it, you'll be surprised. Because it allows the gift of prophecy, which was, you know, which was happening with St. John the Baptist, right? That was prophecy. John was proclaiming and fulfilling prophecy. The gift of prophecy that we've been given at baptism, it allows it to be opened up and to be manifested among the family. The domestic church. And it's amazing what comes out of the voices of the young people. And to let that conversation bring about life to transform and change the family. Because that's really where it has to begin. Because if you have strong families, you're going to have strong parishes, you're going to have a strong society. So we ask the Holy Spirit to help us to have that continuous spirit of Advent that's preparing the way of the Lord, that's working to make his way straight, and that our commitment might spill over into our families and to have those kind of courageous conversations to make that true conversion possible.